wonderful people. Well, this podcast, I'm still getting used to how to talk properly on a podcast, but this podcast is going to be about insecurities. Not cheating. I mean, there's going to be a portion of that because that's what makes women and men insecure. But other than that, no. So I'm going through my phone and I'm looking how smiley and happy and confident I was. And it's not the men in your life that make you unconfident. It's what you allow people to do. And with me, it's a little bit different because I can get out of it by watching a Disney movie or flirting with someone random for 2 minutes and then deleting them or something. It's little things that make you more confident. And I'm going to dive into the reasons why I am unconfident. Me personally, and I think it might hit home for others, is I was cheated on. I have been raped. I have been tortured. But at the same time, it's like I've grown up. Everything is great, and nothing is perfect, but everything is great. So why do I have to feel so insecure all the time? And I think it just has to, it stems from being told you're not good enough, or dropping out of school like I did and being told you're not good enough. So many people feel unconfident for different reasons, and maybe it's just low power mode. Maybe it's just your brain telling you lies and bullshit, or it could be other people. But it could also be, in my case, old photos found in your phone or someone else's phone. A lot of things contributed to my lack of confidence today alone, and it was random too, because earlier I was fine, everything was great, and then when I woke up, it was what it was. And I don't have my medicine, I have to get a refill, so it's a little bit harder for me to control this. So talking about it is a little bit easier. I'm also having a panic attack. I've been having panic attacks for 3 days now. I'm also going through DTs from my medicine that I need to take. So, by the way, not painkillers. They're benzos for my anxiety. But what's the scariest part about insecurities is that it does trigger other things, which this is going to be weird. But I swear to God, I just saw the dude on the NHL 20 fucking game look at me. I am seeing things, so this is fun. But mental illness can affect many avenues of your life, and I don't want to keep talking about this, but I will give one point of advice. I just wanted to say a little bit. Don't let it get to you. If you're depressed, take a 20-minute nap. Take a 2-hour nap, whatever the fuck you want, but get back up. Don't stay down. Try to change your mood by, like I'm about to do, is smoke a lot of pot and then watch Austin Powers and get high as fuck. It's the only other option for people with depression. And whether you guys believe it, whoever's listening, depression really does have a lot to do with marijuana usage, bipolar, PTSD. It may not be the best for some people who are allergic or get overly emotional. What people don't understand is weed does not suppress your mood. It increases it. It emphasizes what's important in your mood or what's not important. It depends on how you feel. So it doesn't take away things. It calms you down. So if you're having an anxiety attack over insecurities, which, trust me, my ass is nice, my tits are nice, and I'm fucking nice. I don't sound nice, but holy shit, if I told you how nice I actually am, you'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So just keep in mind that your life will only go the way you want it to, and you shouldn't let your brain take advantage of your insecurities, regardless of what you've been through. Because where the fuck are they? Are they next to you? Are they telling you it's going to be okay? No. So then why the fuck does their opinion matter? That was the other roommate. That would be Chris. The other roommate is currently off work right now. But I have to get off here. Thank you for listening. And remember, don't let your body, your brain, your body parts tell you what you can and cannot do unless you're 80 years old and in a wheelchair. Then, well, you're fucked. But otherwise, you can still get, if you can still walk, you can still walk. Walk through the pain. If you can still talk, talk through the pain. If it's mental or physical. Or get a painkiller. If your back hurts, fix it. But if it's mental pain, you can always walk through it. Never forget that, because trust me, I should have been dead at 16. And I am 31. So, go me. Just be positive, and you'll never, ever let depression get the best of you. Thank you for listening, and I appreciate the viewers.
So, my newest podcast is going to be about abuse. There might be tears, and I'm sorry, but I've been abused by every person that has ever met me. In one way or another, I have been abused by every person. And the other roommate, Chris, has done quite a bit. It's on record. It's on file. I have photos. I have voicemails. I have everything. But in the end, I don't know if it's Stockholm Syndrome or it's me trying to take care of him because, like I said earlier, I am a PCA in New York, and I think it's ridiculous that people treated him badly for so long. But why do I deserve to be treated badly? Because another man got treated badly by the rest of the world. And on top of that, my best friend, or so-called best friend as he claims, is too busy telling me he loves me and that we're going to be together eventually or never or just be friends, anything nice. And the only thing I ask is to tell the truth. And it's so funny because every time I look at his phone, there's a new blonde. There's a new black person with really giant nipples and really gross tits. And I hate to say that like that, but it is what it is. If this girl whose bra doesn't need to be put on, my tits don't fall to the ground, they don't even go past 2 inches. I have no problem wearing no bra. They're perky as fuck. My ass is nice. My soul is beautiful. I'm just broken. And every time I try to help anyone in that room, they all try to use it against me. You're bossy. You're this. You're this. You're that. Well, if that's the case, then fuck off. Because honestly, I have done everything for these fucking people. I have moved away from New York, away from the family that loves me, and yet acted like they didn't. Which was my fault. I moved away. And the reason why I moved to New Jersey, the truth, is to get away. And I figured it would be nice to get away from my world, because I didn't want to live with my angry mom anymore. And then it just turned out to be even angrier here. Now I have 2 ex-boyfriends in the same room with a little girl who's getting taken advantage of by her best friend and literally doesn't even know it. but yet he is willing to say that I'm taking advantage of her and to choose between either one of us to live with. But he'll never leave. That's the funny thing is even if I don't want him to leave, even if I'm telling him to stay, he'll try to leave. But in the end, he'll never leave. He has never once left this room with all his bags. Never once left the fucking crazy bitch's house that we used to live with. Never put his bags outside. I did. So every time he says, I'm leaving, oh, well, you need a job, you need this, you need that, you need this. Everybody else except for me, not one person has asked me to get a job. Maybe because I have unemployment and I can actually do something. Instead, it's just constant bullying. And the funny thing is, I'm not dating anyone, right? Well, what I was just told was, don't forget to bring the lube when I went to go check on my best friend at the same time as making him even more mad. So nothing I do is good enough. No one can reassure me that I'm gonna be okay. It doesn't matter to them. The only thing that matters to them is their anger when their anger is prevalent. And when I'm upset, it makes them angry. Then they take it out on me. I'm sick of being the abused one. I'm sick of being the one in the car crying. I'm sick and tired. I just want to be loved. I just want someone to say, wow, you really do a lot. I don't understand why people can treat people so badly. Every single time, see that what's so funny here is, Chris is sick. So Chris is actually has a brain thingy. I call it a brain thingy because I'm not a brain doctor and I don't know anything about the brain. But I do know his bipolar's off the charts. I do know that at the end of the day, I'm always going to be there for him, but it's going to hurt me every single day. Just like it hurts me to talk to Marcus every day whenever he fucking ignores me. I'm trying my hardest. Ever since he woke up, he gave me an attitude. Ever since he fucking opened his eyes, I was the piece of shit. So, I don't understand what I can do to make people stop trying to hurt me. I do everything in my power to make everyone feel better about themselves whenever they need me. And now I just saw Chris walk out of the room. By the way, it's 3:50 a.m. and last time he did this, he had 3 seizures, fell on his stomach, and literally said whatever and started another fight when he got back in because I stepped on his toes or whatever else I did fucking wrong at the time. This is ridiculous, and I'm sorry. I will always love the people that once loved me, even for a little bit, but I can't chase after another man. I can't. And I won't. It is what it is. So, this podcast turned dirty really quickly. Sorry. But what I'm trying to get across to everyone and to myself is that even if you don't believe it, you're worth more than what you are treated. And I know it's going to be hard for you to believe it, but you're beautiful. And you're kind and you're smart. And you don't deserve what people do to you. But it will happen anyway. And you may say, I'm never going to allow this again. But it will happen again. And again and again. Maybe not in a row. Maybe you'll find Prince Charming and he'll die in a fucking hurricane. Or maybe Prince Charming cheats on you one day by accident or something. Anything could happen before the next abuser. You will never be completely free of the assholes in this world. But the one thing you do have is enough smarts to pick the one that matters. The one that's going to hurt you, but yet not on purpose, or maybe you're just in love, There'll be a reason to allow someone to hurt you, but don't allow everyone to hurt you. There's always a chance that someone's going to hurt you, but that one person may not hurt you. And if he makes a mistake, or she makes a mistake, then it will be worthy of that mistake because you love them. I don't know how to survive without my mom and my grandma. With all of this going on. And I don't know if I should go home, because the possibilities of me having my own life may be great. And plus, my mom already started emptying out the room. So I don't think I have a home anymore. This isn't a home. This is a hell house. I get abused daily. It never ends. It never ends. Never. I saw this killing documentary about this girl who raped and murdered this girl for this guy. And she was through a lot of relationships. And this one thing I remember she said in the documentary while she was in prison, I think she's still in prison, she said, "Just hit me. Those bruises will heal." And I'm lucky I'm not getting hit or hurt anymore physically. But mental abuse hurts way more. And I just want to run away. I just want to give up. Whether that means love or life, I don't know. But I don't know if I can stand being a part of this group anymore. It hurts every day. And Chris even had the balls to try to turn his friend against me when me and her are the only two people putting in money for this place to live anymore. In the beginning, it was his cousin. Sorry, that was my car door because I went out to check on my best friend and I blew up. And it's not my fault that I blow up. It's really not. It's the fact that I keep everything inside. And even if I don't keep everything inside of me, I say it and no one listens. Because in the circumstance that I'm in, I've told every single one in that room, I'm gonna burst. I don't have my medicine. I had to get rid of my medicine to pay a debt. How funny is that? Someone else's debt I paid with my own medicine. And it's not even painkillers. It's literally stuff to help my mental state. And I have nothing to help me anymore. I have no pot. I don't have alcohol. I don't have food. I have nothing to conquer the pain I feel. And it sucks. But you know the difference between me and Beauty from Beauty and the Beast is I'll get free of that cage and I won't fall in love with my captor again. I will stand up strong. I will stand up for myself. Regardless if anyone wants to make me look insane for a nudie photo that they say is old but I've never seen before. Or a man who says that I'm sucking off Marcus's cock every 5 seconds. Because he's so jealous. Because he's so hurt at his own self that he gets to abuse me mentally every single day. By screaming at me and making me feel lower than dirt. And not once has this man reassured me of his fidelity or of his kindness. It's always anger. I mean, there are a couple good days at a time with Chris, but not many at a time. It just goes back to normal. And maybe he is that sick to the point where there's nothing that can help. But
I don't deserve it, and I'm not going to take it anymore. So don't take the abuse forever. And trust me, I'm probably going to be a hypocrite and take it forever, because he's sick and I have this weird attraction to helping people. I guess it's a hero complex or something. I just dread going back into that room right now, because the person I sleep next to is Marcus. Because he doesn't yell at me 24/7, so I feel safer at night, so my PTSD doesn't have to attack me. But now he's just going to ignore me, so now my insecurities are going to attack me. I don't know what to do anymore. I think I actually need mental help. And unfortunately, I would just be giving my mom what she wanted in the beginning, because I could have went home. But every single time I tried to go home, she said no to Marcus, no to Rose, no to Chris coming, even to put them in the same car as her. And it wasn't because she didn't like them. It was just because she thought I was just trying to escape my reality. And, well, maybe it's true, but I'm trying to start a new reality where I'm not abused by somebody. And that reality does not seem possible. I will take what I have to take, and I will get free eventually. But don't take it for too long. I know people who have been in abusive relationships for 15 years. I know a man who gets punched in the face for talking to somebody, and their baby even got punched in the face as well, by the same abusive woman who abused him before he was tricked into having another baby with her. I think it's so fucking funny that people accept the love they think they deserve because of the people who already treated them like shit before they knew what they deserved. So it's a cycle of hell that's never going to end for anyone. I hope things get better for me. But if they don't, my next podcast will be coming from New York. I won't take this any longer. I won't be anyone's scapegoat or anyone's cum-guzzling whore just because they want to get laid and yet still not love me. I am 31 years old, and I am not going to be someone's side piece or fuck buddy. I want to be real. And in every relationship I've ever been in, it hasn't been real. It's always been crazy Katie. She's good at sex. It's never been crazy Katie is a little crazy, but she's super smart and she's kind and broken and all she needs is love. It's never the kindness that anyone sees. It's just the damage they have done to me. I don't know if there's a point to this other than to hear me rant, but I hope someone gets something from this or tries to help me. I don't know how, but hopefully I get some help from someone.